Welcome to the video. We're just going to show you some footage here. This is from Chiang Mai, Thailand. I filmed the last couple of days. Here, Natasha was on the motorbike cruising around. We're going to talk about if a girl flakes on you, what does it mean? All right. It can mean many different things and the context. And I got this verified by Natasha, etc. All right. So in a relationship, if a girl flips and changes her mind, then that's just, you know, she's just being her true self. But the question was from my coaching group, and it was a young lad asking me, hey, I clicked with this chick, we've been chatting for a bit, and then we organized a date to meet up, and then last minute she flaked on me. What does that mean? All right, so this is you in that honeymoon phase, actually pre-honeymoon phase, where it's, you know, the exciting things and where you want to meet up and, you know, just get things rolling. If the girl flakes on you, then it means she's just not that into you. All right, 100%. There's no other reason for it. All right, she's just not that keen. Okay, she's not that keen. Like if it was Chris Hemsworth, actually, a lie. Better example was back in the 80s, 90s. There was this Australian lamb advert or pork advert or some meat advert from the meat industry, and it was based on Tom Cruise, the actor, and it was sort of like a prank setup where this radio station would call up these young women and say, you've won a date, a dinner with Tom Cruise. And the girls would be like screaming and go, oh my God, I'm going to have Tom Cruise. And then like, yeah, we'll pick you up on a, you know, Saturday night or whatever. And the girls are, oh, sorry, mum's cooking lamb or some bullshit. You know, it's just, it was like a mock-up sort of prank sort of thing. And it was a funny advert, but it just goes to show, like, if a chick's, you know, chicks do what they want to do, okay? And especially on date night, all right, first date, if a girl flakes you in their first date or second date, she's just not that interested in you. And that's okay, man, all right? This is the thing guys don't understand. It's okay for girls to flake on us, just as like it's okay for us to flake on them. Like, if you flake on a chick, just means you're not into her. Now, obviously, if you're in a relationship and you're getting comfortable, you take people for granted, that's a whole different story, right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about the pre-date vibes, all right, where you're establishing, you know, when you're on your best behavior. You know, you're not like, just like, you know, you're in your best behavior, you don't have any food on your face, or you're like, your hair's done, blah, blah, you're in your best behavior, okay? And so if a girl flakes on you, you know, before you've even like kissed and stuff, like, she's not that into you, okay? She just ain't that into you if she flakes on you, all right? Now, guys, but no, she's into me, man. Like, she's just shy. She's not shy, man, all right? She ain't shy. She's just not that into you, all right? I'm an experienced guy. I'm 45. I've been with virgin chicks, with inexperienced chicks. Like, dudes, if the girl's into you, man, she will be experienced, okay? Even if she's not experienced, she'll try, okay? She'll put the effort in. Even if she's not experienced, she'll put the effort in. This is especially true on day one. All right, if there's a connection, she likes you or something like that, she likes you, man, she'll aggressively pursue you. If she hasn't heard from you for a few days, she'll be like, hey, are we still on for Wednesday night? Just, hey, how you going? You know, she will stalk you. She will like your shit on Instagram, on socials. She will, like, DM you just to have chit-chat. She will make it overtly clear. And it won't be just, like, DM to, like, just get some attention. It will be, like, DM to organize the date, to like lock it down, lock you in, all right? She will even maybe bring it forward. Hey, can we meet tonight, all right? That's generally a sign. If a girl's interested, she'll bring it forward just because she's thinking, hey, like, what if you get snapped up by some other chick, all right? So generally girls will bring it forward. They'll be aggressive. They'll be possessive, like straight up, man. And guys, oh, no, that's a bad sign. That's a bad sign. No, that means she's into you, bro. She's not just wasting your time to get a free meal or just to go out on a date because she's bored or lonely, okay? She will aggressively pursue you. You know, she'll invite you over to her house. It'll just be on, mate. It'll be on so strong and early, okay? She will make it overtly clear, all right? She will move sexually rapidly, all right? It'll be, you won't need to make any moves like that. The woman is 2022, all right? The girls now are aggressive, man, like super aggressive. You know, they will move. They will make it known. They will grab you by the arm. They will pounce like a cat on a mouse, Okay. If the girl flakes, she just isn't that into you. Don't let it affect your self-esteem or whatever, because hey, there's a zillion girls that you're not into as well, isn't there? Okay, so that's where we become precious, entitled beaters. We were like, it's not okay if a girl rejects me. I don't like that. That damages my self-esteem. Come on, man, like, stop being so beta. Like, there's people out there we'd reject, okay? And it's okay for people to reject us. You know? If you die for people's approval, you'll die by their rejection. So just, it's okay. If people flake out, okay, cool, no worries, you know? You can have some chit-chat with her and just sort of like, you know, spin a plate with her or whatever, cool, you know? But don't be rude, don't be like, blah, blah, blah. Just understand. She was making up all these bullshit excuses. Oh, blah, 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 I'm just busy, blah, blah, blah. She'll try and be polite, but she's just not that into her, into you. Now, why isn't she into us? Well, maybe she is into us, but then maybe we're a bit distant, all right? We were a bit like, oh, I better not respond, I better leave it on the, you know, and then she's like, oh, I'm not really feeling connection now, the connection's waning, because this guy, he's not really that interested, all right? As soon as a girl feels like we're not that interested in her, that we just want to pump and dump or hit and quit or smash and dash, she'll be like, he's just another fuck boy. You know, not interested, flake out. All right? Women are looking for relationships, man. Even the full-on, you know, chicks from Invercargill or whatever, they're looking for relationships, all right? They're looking for relationships, you know? They're just looking for a lockdown guy, and that women don't want to be alone, man, okay? So she's looking for a relationship. And women will get sex to get relationships, okay? Just like guys will pretend to care to get sex. It's just the nature of the sexes. So understand that. So maybe with this guy who's asking the question in my DuranRider.com coaching group, for those who want questions 100% answered, this is a deep dive video on that question. Maybe, bro, you weren't pushy enough with her in terms of demonstrating your interest in her. Maybe she thought, oh, this guy's, let's call him Sammy. Yeah, maybe Sammy's a nice guy and I like him, but I think Sammy's maybe a bit of a fuckboy. He's a bit disinterested. And if he's ghosting me sort of now, or a bit like not talking to me for a few days, what's going to happen after sex? He'll probably be more distant, you know? So I would say, I don't know what the chats were like, but I would say that maybe you pulled, you know, one possibility. Why did she flake? Okay, why did she flake? Let's look at the reasons. I would say that one reason could be she flaked on you because she felt your distance. She thought, maybe he's just another fuckboy. You know, I'm out. I'll flake on him before he flakes on me. I'll reject him before he rejects me, okay? That's one reason you weren't persistent enough. There are all these dating guys out there like, don't respond too fast, blah, blah, blah. That's such bullshit, man. How come none of these dating guys have hot girlfriends like I have the last decade? You know, girlfriends that could be in Playboy magazines, okay? These guys just fucking parrot shit out there like Rollo Tomozio or whatever his name is, you know, entrepreneurs in cars. Like, these guys are just businessmen and they sort of say some okay things here and there, but they generally just parrot other people's work. If their work actually worked, they would have the results. They would have the babe who looks like a Playboy model by their side, okay? They don't have these women because they're afraid of rejection, okay? So that they're afraid of commitment and dedication, so they never really land the quality chicks who are looking for a BF, okay? That's as simple as that. These guys are insecure. They can't handle any shit tests these women give out. Now, the more chicks into you, she'll shit test you hard, especially once you've gone a bit further in the relationship. She'll shit test you, see if you're secure or not. So, you know what I mean? So you got to be like glue, man, all right? She's talking to you, you got to be like glue, like just like suffocate her, but not in a way she can't breathe, but match her level of interest, okay? And push it, match her interest a little bit more than yours, and then that will show her you are keen, that you're more than just a hit and quit, smash, dash, pump and dump sort of guy, okay? Otherwise, man, like you got to keep the interest high. You got to keep the vibe going. It's like a conversation. Like, you imagine if you're having a conversation with someone, right, and then they pull their phone out and start scrolling. You'd be like, "What are you doing, man? Like, I thought we were having this like full-on convo, bro." Like, you know, and then you pull your phone out and you start scrolling. Like, what are you doing? You lose you think, "Oh shit, maybe you don't value this conversation, or do you really? You're on your fucking phone, or you start looking around at whatever." You know what I mean? You're not present, not fully present. So she felt your masculine presence drop. That's the potential, right? So That's one thing. I don't know. Only you know the answer to that one. Did you drop your masculine presence with her? Did she feel your distance? You got to like close it in. But again, you can't be like, what are you doing? Why haven't you responded to me in the last 5 minutes? that's the other end of the spectrum where you're just like this like super lonely guy, and she was sniffing out like, this guy doesn't have any options because look how insecure he's getting. Look how aggressive he's getting. You know, like, why haven't you messaged me? Like, I messaged you 10 minutes ago. It's like, oh, far out. You really? Yeah, that sort of dude, you know? You want to be like, you want to be present, but not, what's the word? Psychotic? Insecure? What else could there be? You know, she could have got a better offer from another guy. A guy who was more present, you know? A guy who was, you know, had more attributes she wanted, you know? So that's the deal. If a girl is attractive, she's got a lot of options, man. Like, you said she was an attractive chick. In 2022 social media world, girls just got boom, 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 boom inboxes. If they got social media, they're getting flooded. If they got if they're on dating apps like Tinder or whatever, they're getting flooded. Okay, the options to these women is huge, man. So put yourself in their shoes. Imagine you're like Chris Hemsworth, right? The average attractive young woman out there, 16 to 25 or so, has as much or more pull on men than Chris Hemsworth has on women on the street, okay? I'll give you an exact proof of that is that she could walk up, let's say this chick's, like an 8 or something, she could walk up to most guys in the street and say, hey, like, I need a good pounding. Just walk over there, you down? Just pound me for 5 minutes, just pound me. That's all I want. Most guys would be like, oh, you sure? Okay, yeah. But imagine if Chris Hemsworth walked up to the average chick on the street and said, hey, babe, I just need to pound something. I'll like look at you. Yes. Girls would be like, oh, is this some sort of prank? Or maybe she's keen. She'd be like, no, this is weird. I feel like he's judging. But it's going to be harder for Chris Hemsworth, man. Chris Hemsworth, the super hunk, all on the steroids and all and juice and looking aesthetic, money, fame, 6 foot plus, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be harder for him to pull average women, all right, on the street who aren't drunk than would be for, our 16 to 25 year old chick, who's got, a certain level of aesthetics. So that's what you got to understand. These chicks have a lot of options. So you have to separate yourself from, the Chads and the Freds and the Barrys and the Bazzers, okay, by using the game templates that I recommend. So you got to hold that masculine presence. You got to be like, show your interest, demonstrate value, demonstrate interest, and then go from there. And she's not keen, that's cool. Next, okay? But don't be distant, man. Like, distant, someone else will snap her up. So, like, someone else will snap her up. Women hate being alone for longer than 2 hours, man, all right? Like, for most women, being alone for 2 hours is like torture. No phone, no shopping, but that's torture for most women, okay? No music. No cats, no kids for 2 hours. That's torture for most 16 to 24 year old women. Okay, understand that women do not like being alone, and even worse, they hate being with a guy who's indifferent to them. Okay, if you're indifferent to her, like she's there or not, like, yeah, whatever. She doesn't like that, man. That's gonna kill the attraction. You could be the hottest hunk out there, and if you're indifferent to her being in the room, like, yeah, whatever's cool, she's gonna feel that, and that's gonna crush her self esteem. And sure, it might pull a little bit. But eventually a guy who's got better game will just suck her out of your hands and boom, there she's gone. She'll be sucking him. And that's just how it works, man. Women gravitate to where the masculine presence is the most consistent, safe, and reliable, okay? And so make sure you're that guy. And let's say that as guys, man, you got to go where you're respected. If you're into women, if you're into women, you got to go where you're respected and needed, okay? And go to places where women find you and they have a burning desire to be with you. They're not afraid to be like clingy with you or just really share their feelings, okay? And now that can be hard in today's world because a lot of girls are on contraceptive pill and that damages their brain function and because their testosterone's really low, etc. They're on eating disorders because they're fearing sugar and they're fearing carbohydrate. They're doing some keto things, so they're just like, their mood's just crap. So, you know, go to countries where women eat high carbohydrate diet and are more feminine like that, and they're just more, they're more raw and real, all right? They're just more aggressive at being around you in a good way, okay? There's no, like, I'm here in Thailand today, and, you know, I, you don't meet any Karens. I don't meet any Thai Karens. Maybe they exist, but you don't meet them, but I meet plenty of Karens here, you know, like, then they look at me with my young girlfriend, Natasha, and they sort of glare at me a bit, you know, and then maybe if they're from Colorado or Illinois or whatever, or Melbourne, Australia. What's that guy doing with that young, pretty girl? Maybe they're Clem Ford fans or something. And that's cool, you know, like, each to their own. But, like, why live in a society where you're around those sort of women? Like, you know, that's, like, not for me. So that's what I recommend, man, is you want to find women who have a burning desire for you, but also you got to display a burning desire for them. If you're indifferent, she'll feel that. She'll feel like she's just another number in your notch book. And if she's got options, she'll quickly see you later, okay? She'll see, quickly see you later. Even if she finds you physically superior, or let's say as a guy you're a 10, but your masculine presence is like a 4 or a 5 when you don't want to root, then she will go with a 6 who has a 10 of masculine presence, all right, who makes her feel loved, okay? Simple as that. All women are like this. All women are like this, okay? And, yeah, women will stray maybe with... women will stray with Chris Hemsworth, but it's rare they'd leave their husband for Chris Hemsworth because they know Chris Hemsworth isn't serious about a relationship with them. So if you want to have a relationship with these women, you need to show you are serious and capable of having a relationship with these women. And if you just want to have a fling with them, that's fine too. And you have to be able to show you're capable of just doing that and not being possessive and psycho and stalkerish. So it depends what your goal is. Be clear what your goal is. If your goal is just to hook up with her, then, you know, I'm not sure what the goal was, but most guys want a hot girlfriend who's stable emotionally, physically, etc. In that case, you've got to, you know, provide the environment where she wants to stick around and stuff like that. But you got to display interest. You got to display interest. You got to let her know it's okay to be passionate, etc. And that starts with you. But if she flakes on you, most of the time she's not that into you. No, sorry. If she flakes on you all the time, she's just not that into you, okay? And if a woman loses her interest in you, it is always better to start fresh with a new girl than try to re-spark interest with a girl who's changed her mind. If there's one thing you can rely on, women will change their mind, okay? Women change their mind all the time. They change their mind on a dress. They bought a dress. They couldn't wait to turn up. Oh my God, where's my dress? Like, why isn't it here yet? They've got the courier company. Where's my dress? It should have been here yesterday. And now it's like too late. You know, I want the dress now. And they get the dress. They try it on. I don't like how it makes my bum look. And it just sits in the cupboard with a brand new tag. And then 3 years' time, it goes to the thrift store, okay? So like you, like, oh, why isn't he calling me? This guy's, where is he? What, you know, like, we meet up on a date. And then next minute, she changes her mind. Actually, I didn't consent to that sex. I think that was rape. Yeah, Clem Ford, was that rape? Yeah, that was rape. You got raped. Oh my God, I got raped. Really? I think I got raped. Social media. So you just got to understand, women change their mind, they flake out. And that's okay. That's just the nature of women. So as men, you have to be let her know what your intentions are early so she can calibrate to your intentions and go from there, okay? Is this just a one-night thing? Let her know. Is this a life thing? Let her know, okay? Is this a long-term thing? Let her know. Let her know so she can show her full interest, show her intention as well, all right? Hopefully that helps. But that's the reason why she flaked out. She's just not that into you. Why isn't she that into you? She could have had better options. She didn't feel your masculine presence, blah, blah, blah. But the fact she's flaked now, I would say it's too late. Once a girl flakes, I would say it's generally too late to re-spark the interest. You could try, though, just as experience, you know. I would try with this girl, just hit up for conversations and just try again. But this time be a bit more, like, attentive with her. And if she still flakes out, then let her be. Yeah, be polite, just go, just let it fade out and boom. Just, you know, she might use you for attention. Because all women can handle unlimited attention from men. That's just what they love. Makes them feel safe and secure and confident and raises their self-esteem. So don't confuse that because she still talks to you and hits, you know, chit chats here and there, that she's into you. All right, if a girl's into you, she'll ask you over at night time. She'll ask to meet at night time, not during the day. She'll ask. She'll play it at night time. Meet me after work. Meet me, you know, meet me after dinner or whatever. She'll ask to stay over your place. Right, that week she will. It'll happen. Okay, she's into you. All right. Hopefully that helps. If it doesn't, if you want more information, whoever asked this question, let me know if it's helpful. And people who want more information, go to doingrod.com, join the coaching group, and share your comments and thoughts down below. If a girl flakes, she's just not that into you.